This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program that's literally incredible. The Burston spleen race continues in the Enough Party, even though some impatient party regulars are now calling for Governor Burston to drop out. Since the two candidates began practicing extreme disclosure, openly aligning themselves with specific companies and various industry groups, the responses favor spleen in all aspects: sales, market share, stock price, and yes, even votes. But Governor Burston says he will not give up, and he has launched a new effort using ground meat to make up some of the ground he's lost. Wendy Vapors reports.
On a bright morning earlier this week, Governor Dick Burston was up early to cut a ribbon, opening a new Flames Patty Buffalo Burger restaurant in East Windswept, North Dakota.
I am pleased to announce a new campaign partner. A partner to be proud of, a partner pleased to pay the price a partner pays to play politics in a pretty popular place, Plains Patties Buffalo Burgers. Thank you. I'm going to be proud to wear the Plains Patty Buffalo Burger right here on my lapel.
Governor Burston's decision to stick with extreme disclosure and accept soft money contributions from Plains Patties is a risky one for the candidate and for the restaurant chain. Political marketing expert Terry Beal.
Oh, yeah, for Burston, it's a last gasp. Thanks to the financial alliances he's made with industrial sludge producers, sprawling medical, and the drunken boating lobby, well, he's the most hated man in America. By contrast, his opponent, Senator Spleen, has such good brands. Bizco, Friendly Cola, Lunar Burgers.
I had heard that some of Burston's supporters were begging him not to mention their names as part of his campaign and not to wear their logos on his suit.
Absolutely. But when he agreed to do extreme disclosure, Burston, well, in effect, cornered himself. He can't back out now.
Fast food industry observers say the Plains Patties chain has suffered ever since a 1996 outbreak of sad cow disease in the Montana ranch land where much of its beef originates.
Study after study has shown that even if you eat a hamburger that came from an animal afflicted with sad cow disease, it won't make you sad. But people don't believe it, and so the Plains Patties market share, well, it tanked.
Barbara Sturgeon, editor of Ground Brief, a burger industry newsletter.
Plains Patties took a radical step and switched over to buffalo meat. They were hoping that would pull them out, but hasn't worked.
At rallies out on the campaign trail this week, Governor Burston was making the most of his new alliance with encouraging results.
Are you bigger around today than you were 4 years ago?
Yeah!
My opponent has aligned himself with tired old fatty meat. He is in the pocket of the beef industry. So he's not going to tell you about cholesterol. He's not going to say anything about sad cow. But there's a new meat in the land with a pedigree that goes back to a time when the plains were rich with bison. That's real meat. Red meat. High in protein, low in fat, more American than beef. And to show you we mean business, let's help ourselves to free Plains Patties Buffalo Burgers for everyone. Come on up, folks. There is such a thing as a free lunch, and it's on me. Come on, everybody. Step up here. Bring the kids. Oh, sorry, you'll have to leave the pets. Come on, everyone. Step right up.
Politicians say the key to a successful campaign is giving the swing voters enough red meat to move them to the polls. With his new financial alliance, Burston appears to be doing just that, and he may still have a chance in the Enough Party. I'm Wendy Vapors, and I'm reporting.